First of all, then, Archbishop Celi, you're holding this Congress for the Catholic Press here in the Vatican. It's a vastly changing world, isn't it, with huge challenges today?
I think that our Council is analyzing quite closely the situation that we have now with the press. And I think that the problem is not only related to the Catholic press, but for the press itself. In this digital era, I think that many challenges are posed to the press as such. It is quite well known that many people today, they prefer to read the newspaper through their internet, through their PC, because I think that is more comfortable. And so we have that normally the big newspapers, they have more readers through the PC than through a copy of the newspaper itself. And certainly the digital era is creating new tensions and new challenges. And our Council was eager to understand. You know, I think that our congresses are not just to tell something, but we are eager to know more, to understand what is happening around the world, to listen at our people. We don't have many answers to give. I think that the goal of this Congress is to understand each other, to understand what is happening, and to find together some solutions.
Do you think this crisis, these challenges facing all the big national newspapers, as you say, makes it easier for the smaller world, perhaps, of the Catholic press to make its voice heard?
We realize that we are facing some difficulties. For example, also in big countries where we have some Catholic newspapers at the national level, they are decreasing the number of copies sold or received by the people. And because, as I told you already, many people today, young people, the young generations, are more accustomed to stay in front of the PC. I have many friends of mine who are no more getting the copy of a newspaper, but they are having many newspapers in their PC, and they can have a wider angle. But today I think that the Catholic press also is facing new challenges. You know, in a period of our history where relativism is dominating, we have today already a multicultural or a multi-religious perspective. We have to find again and again what is the mission of a Catholic press. I think that people, all our people, are invited to rediscover their mission, and especially today. Sometimes, as you can imagine, around the world, the church is always connected with difficult situations. And also, the news that are given are fragmented, are sometimes deviated or distorted, are not well understood. And sometimes also some presence of the church in the media is connected with some special or particular interests. And so I think that today the Catholic press has to recover, to understand more and more in a clearer way what is her mission. And I think that here is the meaning of our Congress. As you can imagine, we have 85 countries represented. Many countries are coming from the developing sector. Some others are coming from the super developed sector of the world. But all of them, they have the same mission. The problem is to see how they face the new challenges.
It requires some very creative investment, doesn't it, in terms of money and also personnel to be able to face these challenges?
I think that the problem is not the technology again, but we are stressing the importance of the human factor. Again, I think that people with a Christian heart or a Catholic heart, they have to share what their fellow men or fellow women are experiencing. And in such a moment, in such a development, in this common road, they have to enlighten the situation with the light of the gospel. It is not an easy task, because sometimes also the meaning is to find how Jesus is giving a proper answer to the human questions of today. I, for example, am stressing a special aspect of our life, but I'm saying that sometimes our prophetic role is not so clear. Sometimes also we adjust ourselves to the common trend of society. It's not easy to find a way how to be present, what to say, how to say what we feel. And because sometimes we perceive that we are not so well accepted. It is, for me, very, very important what Paul was saying to his disciple Timothy. Don't be afraid.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed, exactly, of to be witness of the gospel. And I think that today this is just the same also for the Catholic press.
One of the areas that you're discussing is precisely the freedom of expression and the truth of the church. It's quite a difficult question, isn't it, in the light of the difficulties over, for example, the sex abuse scandals and the criticism that was levelled at the media by so many church leaders.
Yeah. Can you imagine that the church was defined as expert in humanity? And for sure, some members of the church were giving a negative example of this expression. They were not expert in humanity. And I think that such a position, such a situation can weaken our mission, and so is creating more difficulties. But I think that, again, we must rediscover how the word of Jesus is challenging us. And is helping us to rediscover that we are not announcing ourselves, but we are announcing Jesus. And so I would say that we are weak, we are poor, but I think that also in this sad situation, again, is present the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that the church is having in this moment an experience of poverty and weakness, but is also rediscovering that what we have in our hands, in our heart, is Jesus himself. And I think that this is our task. And I think that also in the field of media, we must be present. Not because we want to show what we are. We don't have to express our strength. I think that also here we have to rediscover that the Catholic press is at the service of society. And I think that in this difficult situation, because not only the church is in difficulty, I think that mankind today is facing difficulties. Our life is fragmented. We are not sure of tomorrow. It is a very clear situation of humanity today. We don't know what can happen tomorrow. And our life is immersed in very continuous tensions. And I think that the role of the Catholic press, like of the church today, is to recall, to remind our people that God is present, that God is love, that God is happy when we are reaching the fulfillment of our life. Like a father that is happy when his children are realizing something good in their life. And so I think that this is the challenging of the Catholic press today also, to share the human road that of everybody and to remind to everybody that there is a way of breathing in a different way, because we have a hope in our heart.